So if you were writing a sefer, which would you put first, the halachas of Chanukah or the halachas of Purim? So to analyze this, let's look at some background facts. Number one, the story of Purim, historically, chronologically, came before the story of Chanukah. Purim happened, obviously, in the end of the Golus, in between the two Beis HaMikdashes, and Chanukah happened in the middle of the second Beis HaMikdash. Fact number two is that Chanukah precedes Purim in the order of the year. If we begin the year by Rosh Hashanah, by Tishrei, then Chanukah obviously comes before Purim. And the third fact to consider is that both Chanukah and Purim are rabbinic, you know, holidays in nature. They obviously aren't in the Torah because they occurred after the Torah. But as we'll see, their status may be a little bit different. So the Rambam, when he lists the halachos, puts Hilchos Megillah, which is about Purim, before Hilchos Chanukah. But interestingly, he actually bundles them together in one set of halachos called Purim Megillah Chanukah, and Chanukah is Perek. Purim is Aleph and Beis, and Chanukah is Perek Gimel and Dalet. However, the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah, when they list, go through, you know, their halachos, the Hilchos of Chanukah precede, actually, or before Hilchos of Purim. So before we start analyzing these differences, the couple of questions on the Rambam himself. Even though the Rambam puts Purim before Chanukah, the Sefer Or V'Simcha by Brandsdorfer points out that the Rambam, throughout his halachos, actually, when he lists, you know, the holidays, always says Chanukah uPurim. So, for example, days that you say Hallel, obviously there's no Hallel on Purim, but days when you fast, or not with a fast, not with a bespedim. So the Rambam writes Chanukah uPurim, putting Chanukah first before Purim. The second interesting point on the Rambam is the Sefer Otzer Chaim points out that why couldn't the Rambam have ended with Hilchos Purim? It would have made sense to end with Hilchos Purim because the last part of Purim, the last halacha, is Tov Lev Mishta Tamid, is that, you know, that has to do with the heart being happy and being glad and being besimcha, and so maybe that would have been a perfect place to end. Yet the Rambam obviously does not do that. He puts Purim out of Chanukah. So the Mishnah Sachir asks, well, why does Shulchan Aruch switch the order? If the Rambam who preceded the Shulchan Aruch, obviously the Rambam is a couple hundred years before the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam put the order of Purim first, then Chanukah. So why did Shulchan Aruch switch it and put Chanukah, then Purim? So to answer really this question, we really need to first understand, well, why does the Rambam put Purim first, Hilchos Megillah first? So the Magen Mishnah asks this question in the beginning of Hilchos Megillah and says, Purim is Kisvei Kodesh. Esther, the book of Esther, is Megillah's Esther is written down, as opposed to Chanukah doesn't really have any sefer which is canonized, which made it into our books of Tanakh. And number two, he says that the answer that we said, that Chanukah took place after Purim, the story of Purim took place. So Purim should preceded it chronologically, historically. So therefore, Purim is before Chanukah in the Rambam. So based on that, you could say, well, maybe Shulchan Aruch was Chanukah first because he felt, well, it's important to go based on the order of the time of the year. And this trumps these two reasons that we just said. Now, unclear why that would be the case. We'll see in a few minutes why that is the case, perhaps, but that would explain the Shulchan Aruch. The Nezer HaTorah, cited in the Sefer Paradis Yosef, Achadash, suggests a different answer. The Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. Purim is a deeper, higher level, because it's the Gemara Megillah explains, it's Divrei Kabbalah. It's an enactment by the rabbis, which had a higher status than all other mitzvahs to Rabbanan. Well, Chanukah is only to Rabbanan. And therefore, maybe that's why the Rambam puts Purim first. So maybe you could say, respond that Shulchan Aruch either disagrees with that and says, well, perhaps Chanukah is on the same level as Purim, which is a whole discussion amongst the poskim. Or maybe that's why he says, and therefore Chanukah, if it's the same level as Purim, the only reason why the Rambam puts Purim first is because it's on a higher level. But if Shulchan Aruch holds that Chanukah and Purim are the same level, Durabbanan, so therefore Chanukah, which precedes it in the order of the year, Chanukah was put first. The Lower Snasan, based on this answer, says, we understand why the Rambam goes out of his way now to say that the mitzvah of Chanukah is derabbanan like Megillah. The Horus Nasan understands that means that Chanukah is also derabbanan, even if it's not as special or high level as Purim. But the Rambam goes out of his way to say, yeah, Chanukah is important also like Megillah. But you see, like Megillah is the main derabbanan, and therefore Megillah is before Chanukah. Rav Soloveitchik, I saw quoted a couple of places, or my Brander has an article about this in the Torah to Go a few years ago, but Rav Soloveitchik says that the entire basis for Chanukah is from, like we said, the Gemara and Megillah, that the rabbis were allowed to create, you know, the Rabbanan holidays. So therefore, the Rambam puts Purim first, because the whole concept of having the Rabbanan holidays is learned out from Purim. So Purim is first, and then Chanukah, which is learned out from Purim, is second. Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, we're just simply telling you the practical halachas, so therefore the time of the year, or based on the order of the year, so therefore the Shulchan Aruch put Chanukah first. Based on Mr. Soloveitchik, that's also why the Rambam puts these two sets of halachas, Chanukah and Purim, in one set of halachos, because all base of Chanukah is learned out from Purim. And the Parnas Yosef answers a separate answer why Shulchan Aruch puts Chanukah first. He says because Rebbe didn't have Mishnayis for Chanukah, a whole separate discussion why there's no Mishnayis Chanukah. But therefore it's imperative that we learn these halachos, so Shulchan Aruch put these halachos of Chanukah before Purim. Just the final reason to think about it, I saw this in some article, but I'm not sure what the base of this is, that a reason why Chanukah is last is because we want to end off with Gadol HaShalom. The last halacha of Vilchus Chanukah is the importance of Shalom, so therefore Chanukah is last, so we end off with the concept of giving importance of having Shalom, peace.